Welcome to the Expat Life Lessons Podcast, the podcast made for expats, where you get ready for coaching tips and life lessons to help you feel more at home no matter where you are based.
Also get ready for silly jokes, funny stories, and the truth of what it means to be an expat.
I'm Mariana.
And I am Alina.
So let's get started.
Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast episode that is pretty much spontaneous, I have to say. Once again, a bonus episode just for you. You know, one thing I was thinking about, and these episodes will really be, these spontaneous ones will really be about life lessons that I have in my own life, from my own clients, and things that I just think about. And one thing that I was thinking about is really how we really have no idea what someone else is going through. And why am I talking about it today? It's because I see so many clients, and even myself a few years ago, I would assume that everyone was better than me, like was feeling better than me, you know? I would assume that no one was really looking that much for friends, or it was just me that had a hard time making friends and meeting the right person, the right people for my group of friends, let's say. And I remember like looking in events and so on and thinking everyone starts to have it all figured out. And I have so many clients that have told me the same, like, oh, I don't really go to events. It seems that everyone here, wherever they are based, have met their own people already. It seems that everyone is pretty much closed to new friends. It seems that no one is really looking. But you know, sometimes we have that feeling and the thought, but the reality is that it's not really true. And the more that you, let's say you challenge it, the more that you're like, okay, I think everyone has figured it out. Fine. But how could it be not true? So if you start, so go to on a journey with me a little bit here. So if you start, let's say, going to events, or you start going on Bumble for friends, or you start going on Facebook groups, there are so many ways to meet people. And if you want to know many, many ways, sign up for the newsletter that is on the show notes, because you have a lot of resources there especially for this. But continuing with the episode, one thing that really is important whenever we have thoughts is really, well, we have thoughts all the time. But the reality is sometimes we have some that are helpful, sometimes we have some that are definitely not helpful. And one skill that I really help my clients with is really recognize what are thoughts that are helpful and which ones are not helpful at all. So it's really like understanding how you are thinking and understanding like, okay, is this really helping me or not? Is this even true, or is it more because I'm so overwhelmed that I can't see the truth in this situation? Because in a way, we are all negatively biased. So what I mean by this is that it's much easier to see the bad side of things than to see the good side of things. With this said, I wanted to tell you that if you're feeling like that right now, if you're feeling like no one is really looking for friends, if you're feeling that everyone has it figured out, if you're feeling that it would be impossible to make friends wherever you are, if a friend of yours told you that, what would you tell her or him? Like, what would you say to help her or him make friends? Would you say, oh, well, it is what it is. There is nothing you can do about it, that you can do about it. Or would you tell your friend, okay, what are ways that you could meet people? Because the truth is that sometimes we get so stuck in these thoughts that we really accept them as the whole truth. And then we end up being in our comfort zone. And what I mean by that is really we end up being more at home. We end up not really trying to go out there and make friends. And I don't say this to judge you, because I know what it's like to be like that, to be in that state of mind. You are probably quite stressed right now, and it's easier to stay home and watch TV because it really decreases the stress and helps regulate it. And even scrolling on social media, and that's probably why, and it's why many of us do it so much, me included. It's when we are very stressed, what will we do? It's usually scrolling on social media. It's one of the big ones. So with all of this, This episode is really to tell you that if lately you are feeling really stressed, if you're even feeling a bit down because you are trying to make friends and it seems that it's impossible wherever you are, this is kind of a challenge episode for you. So it's really like, okay, wherever you are, and if you want, send me a message on Instagram with the city where you are based and I'll see if I can help you out. But continuing, and in Geneva it would be even easier because it's where I'm based, so I know a lot of events, different events, but still. And I really wanted to ask you, like, if there are people that are looking for friends as well, where would they be? Is it on Facebook groups? Is it on specific websites for the city where you are? Is it even on, I don't know, LinkedIn? I don't think it would be, but who knows? Or is it, I have no idea, like, is it on meetup.com? There are so many groups everywhere. It's impressive. So with this said, I really want to say that if you are feeling that everyone has it figured out, everyone has their group of friends, no one is feeling lonely like you, what if there are people that are feeling like you and that want exactly the same thing? What if there are people out there, and the answer is yes, there are, but what if there are people out there that you would click with? What if there are people out there that you would love to meet and that you would love to go out with and to, I don't know, go and do whatever you really like? So this is really to, if today you are like on a mode that you're like, oh, it will never happen, or it's just so hard, or I'm feeling very stressed, I want to invite you to, first of all, take really deep breaths and send me a message if you're feeling like that, and I'll send you a specific breathing technique. And then, besides that, really ask yourself this week, if I want to make friends, what is one tiny thing that I could do differently? Like, just one tiny thing, be that joining a group and maybe posting there and saying, ah, look, I'm looking for, I don't know, people to do this, this and this together. And then you could even introduce yourself a bit. So this is really to help you get out there. First of all, acknowledge how you are feeling, because that's always the first step, really, like self-awareness, accepting how you are feeling, and even be compassionate with yourself. So really be kind with yourself. But at the same time, we can do that and we can take action to create a life you love, the life that we love. Because the truth is, the more that you accept how you are feeling but take action to create a life that you really like, the more that you start creating it and the more that you start connecting with yourself at the same time. If this sounds something like you, that you have no idea how to start, that you have no idea what to do, send me a message or click on the link to my website, because this is something I really help my clients with, to really understand how you want your life to be like, how you want to feel in your life. Do you want to feel excited? Do you want to feel peaceful? Do you want to feel like an adventure, whatever it might be? And then, how do you want it to look like, even tiny things? And then we can create it together while regulating all the emotions that might come up and really showing yourself that you can really overcome anything. You are pretty badass, even if you don't know that. We all are. I truly believe that. Even when we don't feel it, it's out there. Trust me. So thank you again for tuning in. And if you want more resources, check out the show notes, because you have there the contact to really DM me on Instagram, to DM Alina, the co-host of this podcast. And you can really check the website. And then if you want, you can book a discovery call. But yes, re-listen to this episode if you need to. Send me a message if you want some of the resources that I mentioned here. And I'll see you in the next podcast episode, and really connect, because I would love to hear from you. Like, what comments do you have about this podcast? What are you thinking? If there are any episodes that you would like to hear, any specific topics, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode.